Good job, guys. I reckon you're winning the Academy Award for that. Well, Logies. Well, Logies is what we have in Australia, isn't it? So that's our story. That's the parable that Jesus told, the parable of the talents. The servant who sat on his talents, he actually reminds me of a dog burying its bone. Just sitting on it, doing nothing. Nothing productive about that. He had lots of time to do something with his money. He could have even bought something as simple as seeds, planted these seeds, see them grow and sold them to make more money, but he did nothing. The point to this parable is not to be like that guy. Simple. Don't be like the guy who does nothing with his talents. But we can look at this man and we can think, wow, how harsh is that? How harsh? He didn't murder anyone. He didn't kill anyone. He didn't steal. He didn't lie. He didn't waste the guy's money, the master's money. But yet he still did nothing. And that's the point. He did nothing. Again, God does not look fondly upon those who do nothing, for it shows that they aren't really his followers at all. They don't genuinely believe what has happened on the cross. If they genuinely believed and understood God's grace for them, then they would invest wisely, would they not? Out of a heart of worship, out of a heart of gratefulness and thankfulness, for grace is the thing that mobilizes us. When we understand God's grace, that is the one thing in our lives that pushes us to invest wisely. That is why it's so important that we grapple with and we understand what God has actually done for us. What are we supposed to do? What is our ultimate calling? In Matthew 28, Jesus says, "Go to the people of all nations. Make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them my ways. Teach them how to live a life of obedience." This is what we are ultimately called to do. And if we love God, if we truly do love him, then that will be replicated in our actions, our desire to go out and live this out in our lives and in the world. All of us need to be careful of a do-nothing Christianity. And I personally am, without judgment, I'm just shocked. The amount of so-called Christians that do nothing with their lives, with their talents. I have genuine fears for them, because such Christianity does not come from the Spirit of God. It doesn't. The point to this parable, ultimately, that Jesus is trying to make, is that each and every one of us have been given gifts, abilities, talents to use to further the kingdom of God, grow his church, and God will give you more and more. He will give you more to keep doing these things you are good at. He'll entrust us with so much more. Again, if we're wise with our money, if we invest our money wisely, he'll give us more to do the same of. If we are wise with our time, he'll free up time for us, our talents, our abilities. He'll grow those gifts and abilities. Matthew 16, 26 and 27 says, "What will you gain if you own the whole world but destroy yourself? What would you give to get back your soul? The Son of Man will soon come in the glory of his Father and with his angels to reward all people for what they have done." As this passage says, if we can show that we can be trusted with little, then we will be rewarded and entrusted with much more. But friends, it takes courage to do this. It does. The easy option is to sit on it and do nothing like that third servant. It takes courage to invest faithfully. That's my next point there, if you go to the next slide. Invest faithfully, it will take courage. And we do that because Christ will return one day to settle the accounts. There will be a settling of accounts. And you will have to give an accord as to why you used your talents and your gifts and abilities the way you did. The money the way you did. Your time the way you have. And for those who have been faithful, disciplined stewards, there will be great rewards to be gained. Greater responsibility in this life and the next. And not only that, but you'll be pleasing God. You will be. And what more is there to life than to please God? If we do not choose wisely, then ultimately there will be consequences to be suffered. Verse 30 again says, "You're a worthless servant. and you will be thrown out into darkness where people will cry and grit their teeth. It's a full-on thing to realize that there is actual people within our church, in the wider church, that sit in the pews every single Sunday, but yet they will not experience eternity with God. That's a huge thing to grapple with. This is what Jesus is saying, though. This is what will happen to those who claim to be followers but do not invest their lives in the work of the kingdom. So as we finish up now, what if we don't understand what we are good at? Kids, youth, what if you don't understand, and adults, what our gifts are and our abilities, where there is things that we can do? Kids, youth, ask your parents, your teachers, what things they think that you're good at. I can already see great musical talent in most of you. Great sporting ability. You guys have been gifted with amazing talents. Ask one of the leaders of your church, myself. I'd love to come alongside you. And we have been at youth to help you understand how God has created you to be. Listen and watch when others compliment you or notice something good about you and what you're doing. To you, it might seem like something small that you're good at. But again, God has uniquely created you that way to further his kingdom in this world. For each and every one of us, encourage you to compliment others if you notice something special in their lives. Your friends, teachers, parents, anyone, they may forget that God has put something special in them, but you may see it. So I encourage us to encourage one another with those gifts, those abilities. Tell them what they're good at and then remind them of the special ability that God has given them. The gospel of Jesus Christ is far too precious to be sat on like a dog and its bone. Its very nature demands that we release it, that we live it out. The good news of Jesus Christ that needs to be passed on. This wicked and lazy servant who was happy to receive the treasure and waste it. We are called to invest it and use it wisely. I take us back to the original question. What was the original question? As we finish up. Does it really matter? Does it really matter how you and I live our lives? In this parable, according to Jesus, yes, it does. Absolutely. 150,000,000%. I want to leave us with this final comment. We need to desire to aspire to inspire before we expire. Aspire to inspire before you expire. That is ultimately what the Christian is called to do on this side of eternity. Invest your talents wisely, leave a legacy, make an impact. It is all a result of God's grace, nothing else, that we can do that. Again, it comes back to His grace. His mercy has been bestowed upon us. And when we understand that, when we grapple with that, that is what transforms us and mobilizes us out into the world and within this church to understand and to live out what He has called us and created us to be. In this moment now, as we come to a close of our service, I just want us to worship God again, to sit and to meditate on this song by Chris Tomlin called God of Calvary. I want us to meditate on the word so that we can understand the grace bestowed upon us. So I encourage you where you are, listen. You might want to close your eyes, kneel at the feet of Jesus, or just simply look at the words. Let's listen to this song and be moved by God's grace. Thank you. Sit with that, those words for a moment. Allow the Spirit to speak to your heart. Father God, our Lord and our King, we have come, we have heard, we have seen, and my prayer this morning is that all of us have been ministered to in some way this morning. And now, as we leave this place, you call us to go. And go to be those disciplined and faithful stewards that you have created us to be. To invest our gifts and our abilities wisely, ultimately so that you can be furthered your kingdom and your glory. And as we do this, may we never lose sight of your amazing love, your incredible grace. This love and grace that has blessed us and given us so much. Most notably and most importantly, your Son, Jesus Christ. As we go from this place of worship now, we acknowledge ourselves as those who have been sent and sent into the world to be a vessel of your Holy Spirit, to grow your church, to make your name renowned in all the land. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, and all God's people said, amen. And amen. Thank you guys. Pray you've been blessed by this morning's service. We encourage you to hang around morning tea, be served out the front. Have a great week. God bless. And of course, I'm here to pray for you if you feel led and you need prayer. Have a great week.